This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
You know, as a podcaster, I often have the privilege of getting a seat at the ideas table, right? And being in the thick of the experimentation. Some of it goes really well. Some of it maybe doesn't hit the mark. But today, for the sake of positivity and optimism, we're going to be focusing on the parts that pay off. Welcome to Sherm Global Radio, everyone. Ahalya here, keeping you company on another podcast as we deep dive into a topic from the world of HR that has got us paying attention. And that is the phenomenon of gamification. Now, gamification is actually one of those things that has paid off a number of times. And to see the engagement levels just spike, right, whether it's with a group of friends, your family, or employees in the workplace is a wonderful thing. And that's what we're talking about today, how gamification can boost employee engagement. Now, you know, employee disengagement, that's the sort of word we wish was taboo, right? Don't want to hear it. Please keep it away from me. But the truth is that employee disengagement can hinder productivity and exacerbate issues in your workplace, from absenteeism to impeding your organization's ability to thrive in a dynamic, competitive market. Employee disengagement is just not it. And that's why proactive, forward-thinking companies have begun exploring new approaches to expand their level of employee engagement. And the one strategy that has gained significant traction is that of gamification. The gamification market expanded at a rate of 27.4% between 2020 and 2024-25. Well, Monica Mueller, writing in Forbes magazine, noted that, and I quote, "One company implemented fun, fitness-driven programs and competitions not only to improve employee health, but also to decrease its healthcare costs. Employees enthusiastically competed in challenges and contests such as counting steps. Quality prizes and meaningful rewards heated up the competition and drove participation. Equally popular were options for an extra day of PTO or lunch with the CEO." Now, your gamification strategy must be aligned with the company's objectives, values, and culture. If gamification strategies are aligned to solve the pain points that have been identified in the various teams or projects, your organization can articulate how gamification can directly benefit your business. Although different departments might have distinct goals and unique games tailored to achieve them, it is crucial not to overlook the overall vision of your business. For maximum impact, there should be a unifying layer of gamification that encompasses all departments and unites the company as a cohesive unit. Managers and team leads must consider their team's unique goals, challenges, and targets, which could range anywhere from boosting productivity to enhancing engagement or retaining the best talent. I think at this point, it's also important to try and understand why gamification works. It is quite fascinating, right? The fact that it has such a profound impact on productivity, talent retention, and all sorts of other great things at the workplace. And the truth is, it works because it has the potential to transform mundane tasks into engaging experiences that have the potential to foster autonomy, competence, and relatedness. And guess what? These three are the pillars that drive intrinsic motivation, according to psychologists Edward Deci and Richard Ryan. Now, here's a simple explanation of why addressing these three motivations helps improve employee engagement. The first, autonomy. Games offer players the freedom to choose their own adventure, a sense of control that resonates with our innate desire for autonomy. By incorporating gamification mechanics, such as goal setting and personalized challenges, employees can chart their own course, aligning their efforts with their unique strengths and aspirations. The second one, competence. Games provide a tangible sense of progress and achievement, right? We've all experienced this in its most primal form. Through gamification elements like points, badges, and leaderboards, employees can visualize their growth, fueling their desire for continuous improvement and mastery of their craft. If it were me, I would very much like a gold star sticker, please. I haven't grown since I was 6 years old, apparently. And finally, we arrive at relatedness. Now, games foster a sense of community, right, where players can collaborate, compete, and celebrate shared victories. By cultivating a gamified environment that encourages teamwork and healthy competition, organizations can nurture a culture of camaraderie and collective success. With all that we've spoken about so far, I think I've got your attention. So let's dive into how we can design an effective gamification strategy. Once you've made the case, you've got to execute, right? So the successful implementation of gamification hinges on very careful planning and execution. Crafting an effective gamification approach means finding a balance between competition, teamwork, and enjoyment. This should not be seen as a chance to create a fiercely competitive environment among employees. Do not do that, okay? And equally vital is ensuring that the system you implement is inclusive, accessible, and fair for everyone within your organization. To encourage maximum engagement, ensure that your gamification strategy seamlessly fits into your current workflows. Avoid introducing a separate process that might cause stress or confusion. And utilizing a gamification platform is a pretty efficient method of doing so, whether you purchase one from a supplier or develop your own. In any case, ensure that the platform can be well integrated and can grow and adapt with your organization. And of course, gamification, it can be easy to slip into that mode of, hey, let's just gamify everything. And you know what? It is a mindset. Not that you have to go ahead and gamify everything, but it really is a way of thinking, a lens, let's say. And it's a useful lens in today's day and age because gamification works. In simple terms, it taps into the fundamental human desires for achievement, competition, and social recognition. By introducing elements like points, badges, leaderboards, progress bars, and gold stars, companies can create a sense of accomplishment and foster a competitive spirit among participants. A person's intrinsic motivation stems from the inherent enjoyment and satisfaction that one derives from an activity, while extrinsic motivation is driven by external rewards or recognition. And gamification has the potential to combine both of these, which is why it can effectively engage and sustain user participation over time with impactful and meaningful experiences. We've all heard the phrase hidden in plain sight, right? Well, in the race to find out what's going to keep our workforce engaged, happy, satisfied, excited, we may have found a very worthy solution in gamification. And that's that, a wrap on this episode of SHRM Global Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in, everyone. We'll be back with another podcast dissecting another topic from the world of HR that needs a dissection. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay happy. This is Mia Halia signing off. Adios.
This is SHRM Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.